The essence of connoisseurship, the meaning of discriminating person. In English, there's an expression, discriminating person. While it literally translates to a person who discriminates, it actually carries a positive meaning, someone with keen judgment who can discern high-quality things. In Japanese, this concept is close to makiki, connoisseur, or kurodogonomi, appealing to experts. It's used to describe someone who can distinguish between wine flavors or recognize the value of artworks. The origin of this word dates back to the Latin discriminare, to distinguish. Through Middle English, it has evolved to mean the ability to judge good from bad in modern usage. Interestingly, this expression has changed over time. Once a neutral term meaning a person who distinguishes, it gradually took on the positive connotation of a person with refined tastes. A similar concept exists in Japan. Many may remember the 1980s coffee commercial tagline, "The man who knows the difference," which portrayed sophisticated adult men who could discern subtle flavor differences, positioning connoisseurship as a status symbol. However, being a discriminating person isn't always positive. It can sometimes be interpreted as being fussy or critical. Excessive focus on quality might strain relationships with others. Ultimately, the essence of being a discriminating person lies not just in recognizing differences, but in appropriately utilizing that knowledge and sensibility to enrich one's life. Perhaps one can be called a true connoisseur when able to share that richness with others.